Blog Talk Radio.
Healing.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose.
This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, welcoming you to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. And this is week 236 of the show. And we have the return of a beautiful guest, Sharon Taphorn, from over there in British Columbia, because this is a worldwide co-creation. And we have listeners and callers from all around the world, all joining together in a great big circle of love and light. So, we usually welcome Gary Moore at this point in the show, but I haven't managed to contact him yet, but never mind, he might appear in a little while. But I'd like to just wish you all a very happy Easter, what's left of it. Everybody's back to work here tomorrow, and being that it's nearly bedtime here, there's not much of it left here. But over there in America, where they're 8 hours behind us, there's still quite a bit to go, so we're going to bring Sharon on in just a few moments, but before we do, we're going to play a song. Being that Easter's all about Jesus, I thought I would play this one by U2.
Oh,
Very popular in the chat room, that one. Rousy start to the show. That was you two from over there in Ireland. Okay then, well, still no sign of Gary, but never mind, we're going to battle on as always. And we do have some nice friends in the chat room and loads of listeners out there on the radio. So if you'd like to call in just a few moments and get your personal messages from our lovely guest, Sharon Taphorn, the number to call in is 001 if you're calling from outside America, 646-929-0461. And we're here waiting on the switchboard to take your call. But before we do, we're going to bring Sharon on because she's been waiting patiently. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Great, thanks. So, have you had a nice Easter?
I had a lovely Easter. My son was here visiting, so that's always a nice, any time I get with him, it's always wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely to get your children around, even if they're grown up. And have any grandchildren, Sharon?
No, and he's told me that to expect to wait for quite a long time.
Oh, dear. Oh, well.
And yeah, I'm kind of sad about that.
Oh, never mind. Anything worth good is worth waiting for.
Well, that's it. And I do have two great nieces, so one of my nephews is at least bringing forth the next generation.
Oh, right. Great. Okay, then. So you're going to tell us about your book or do a reading from your book, or you've got a message from Yeshua.
I have a few things. Yes, I have a reading I can do, yes, from my book that's from Yeshua Ben Joseph. But also when you said, was I going to start with something, I did like a little reading for the show. So
yeah.
I thought I would start with that. So I asked, like, what would be the message for the show? So this would sort of be like a general message for just everyone here.
Oh, brilliant.
Could you please send me a link to your website? My website would be www.playingwiththeuniverse.com. It's for a question that's already here in the chat room.
Oops. Yeah, great.
And so what's the reading for the show? Hang on. Playing with the Universe.
I was just saying the sound is quite bad, but you were just saying that there was a geomagnetic storm yesterday, and it's still active. Yes, and the we're linked up to the switchboard, which is in New York. So between here and New York, we're going to have a few problems probably, but never mind.
But right now you sound clear as a bell.
You do.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, you do too. So that's brilliant.
And that's what, you know, I sort of asked them to do some work with the lines, because that's what I've actually had shows when we've had geomagnetic storms, which means the sun puts this big, big pulse of energy towards the earth.
Yeah.
And we've had to reconnect like 3 times in the show, all of us, because it just seems to like wipe things out.
Mm.
And it's sort of been like, it used to be that stuff like that happened like once every 3 years.
Yeah.
And since, and in fact, some of the stuff like the mega flares, they didn't even have a designation for until 1999 because they didn't exist. And since then they would happen like every 3 years. And since, when is it? It's like been the last about year and a half, they've increased more and more. And since October, which is when I started to go daily to check them because I was feeling like something was up in the universe.
Mm.
We have them, it's like we have 3 a week. okay, when we used to get them every 3 years, we're getting them three a week, which is really phenomenal. It's a lot of energy to process. And so, like, the people that are coming to these shows and doing this kind of work are handling a little bit better, but it is crazy out there. But because we're learning about keeping ourselves balanced, and that's actually what the message is about, is keeping that, you know, being the eye of the hurricane, keeping the balance no matter what's going on around you. Because the people that aren't doing the work, who have to do the shedding, who haven't been processing anything and now all of a sudden need to start getting on with the show because this is it, are really feeling a lot of chaos, a lot of drama in their lives and a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of shedding that needs to start happening for them. And so that's what actually the message is about. That's a perfect lead-in. So it is happening. So if we do all get disconnected, we'll all just keep staying here until we get a line again. Because what happens is everybody in Blog Talk gets disconnected, so all of a sudden you have every show, which is like, what, like 1,200 or 12,000 or some ridiculous number. all try to call into the same switchboard at the same time, and it gets overloaded. So it does happen during these storms. And we had also had a solar flare yesterday as well.
All right. Well, that'd be why I couldn't connect earlier.
Yep. Well, and that's it. And with a storm, when the two happen at the same time, that close together, and sometimes even at the same time, it's usually really, really quite funny. That's sort of like when you just want to, you know, you give up and go run to the mountains. You know, go have your little meditation. So anyway, so the message that they said was, you know, just like, just keep your balance, keep it there, use your magic. You know, we're all learning to work with the energy. So when we know it's happening, remember to use your shields and filters and, you know, things like that. Trust yourself. Of course, the most important gift that you can give yourself is learning to trust your own inner wisdom. Everyone has the ability to connect with the same information that Jesus connected with.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a process. That's what he did. He just experienced the path of awakening. And we've just changed a lot over the last 2,000 years. But anyway, so there's so much growth that's possible right now. It's phenomenal. I had a client in a personal session who's just starting out on her path. And she said, so do you mean that this is going to be like, I have like 15 years of this? And I said, no, you lucky people. Before, the energy was slower, so it took us longer to get through stuff, to get the information. Now, because of the quickening and the number of people that are awakening, everything happens faster. So what we did in 10 years, you guys are doing in 6 months now. So there really is a huge quickening, but it can also be really overwhelming. And it's also been a hugely emotional time. And the solar flares do that as well. It's about emotional shedding, letting go of the past. And so it's really important to make sure you've done that. Do your review. Do your past life releasing. Do your past this life releasing. Get rid of the stuff you don't need. You're ready to move on to something more, and you don't need the baggage. Usually it's that baggage that's holding us down. And so even just the April energy is really about finding that balance within ourselves. So it is important to find a spiritual practice for yourself, to begin to trust yourself so you can start manifesting the things that you want on the earth plane now. So make a plan. Don't get caught up in the details so much. That's where you're going to have a little bit of trust in the universe and what it's creating for you. You're not alone. So, you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing, is trusting in them. And yeah. And putting them to work. They want to work for you. We don't want to, we should have no unemployed angels. You got a group that's just waiting for you to ask them to help. So invoke them, get them going, get them working. It's time to make a plan and make it happen and to see it manifest for you on the earth plane. It is time. It's time for the transformation, the healing.
And they're not allowed to help unless you've got it. So they're not allowed.
That's one of the universal laws is free will. And, you know, oftentimes we only invoke our angels during emergencies when we go, oh, God, help us, somebody, you know, help. I'm going down the road spinning sideways, or, you know. And I've been there once. It was I was driving in a winter, a big bunch of snow, and I was going up the side of a mountain. And my car started to spin out of control. Wow. And the other side of the mountain was like a cliff going down. And you can't brake. You're spinning. And I was literally spinning around. And there was a guy coming down the hill. And I knew he couldn't put on his brakes or he would be doing the same thing as me. And I said a little prayer when all of a sudden my car stopped. Mm-hmm. It's going the right direction and down the hill. And so I just drove back home and my dad got up and said, Sharon, I thought you were going to work. I said I was, but my car didn't want to. And so he gave me his vehicle, which of course was like a big tank that would go anywhere. And I drove to work and I was a teenager and my dad had a garage. And my first guy who comes in for the day goes, so how was your morning? I said, it was a little bit of a scary morning, but I'm here now and I'm still alive. Mm. And he says, oh, you think you had a rough morning? You won't believe what happened to me this morning. And I said, what happened to you? He said, I was driving down Pinchback Hill, which was the same mountain I was driving up. That's the name of it. And he goes, when a car in front of me loses control and is spinning wildly, and he's going, and I know I can't put on my brakes and I can't stop and I don't know what to do. And I said a little prayer and he said, miraculously, the car stopped in front of me.
That was you.
And that's how he's telling me this, right? I'm laughing. I'm going, and guess who was in that little car in front of you? And we just laughed. I thought, you know, but it goes to show you, because he felt the same thing, that, you know, I said a little prayer and miraculously that car stopped.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how we both felt about it. So, you know, it does work. But oftentimes, that's the only time we invoke them, when, you know, fear of death is imminent.
There was a song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do. And, you know, and that's when we do it. But we can do it any time. You know, they're there working for us, and they want to help us, but we have to ask them. So, you know, ask them for the good stuff, too. Put them to work and get them doing things for you. So, yeah.
Mm. So you've got a book out, another book. Have you got two out now?
I have two books, yes.
Yeah.
I have Angel Guidance, Messages of Love and Healing, which are based on the daily angel messages that I put out. I put out like a little message every day from the angels and guides that are, the originality of it started that I wanted it to be something positive and uplifting and helping people.
Yeah.
Because I thought there was a lot of stuff out there promoting people that are doing this kind of work, but it's not really helping everybody.
Mm.
And it's more about self-promotion than helping. So we started to put out this angel message. So I've been putting it out for 5 years. Anyway, this is a 365 of them that I took from one of the years. Well, actually, it was a period of like 3 years. And put together a collection of the book, and as well we expanded on them. And then my next book, which I started before that, so it's been a long time in the making, that's just out. The first one's available on like all the Amazon online websites, those kind of things. You can get your bookstore to order it. The second one I haven't sent it officially to the publisher yet. It's ready to go.
Okay, great.
I've been pre-selling copies to get it published, so I still need to sell a couple more. Especially because the difference in the Canadian-American dollar right now is like 10 cents, so that's like another $100. So it just takes a little bit, so we're just a little bit shy of getting it out there. And so it is available on my website, which is www.playingwiththeuniverse.com, and it's called Angels, Guides, and Other Realms. And it's a collection of different things. It has... It has a chapter that I called Defense of the Dark Arts, and just because, I don't always work in the realm of protection, because I've been doing this work for so long, I don't need it. And so I did a little blurb on working with lower realm energies. And it's got some messages from the different masters and guides and different subjects. Just to help people, it's sort of like a handbook for these shifting times, and that's called Angels, Guides, and Other Realms, and it's available on my website.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, well, get your book out there, because, you know, the universe will provide for you to get it out, so do that.
Well, and that's it. And so it is there, and it is available, and I have different packages, right, from just an autographed copy to private readings and different kinds of things I put together that are available to help me get it out there. So, because, you know, we're all coming from different what we need too in the universe. So it's all there on the front page for people just to see. And
And I see all your messages on Facebook.
Yes.
All your, yes. And so look for Sharon on Facebook, Sharon Taphorn. And you can always post them on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain page as well. Or on mine, you're on my timeline, aren't you?
I think that I am. Oh, I'm on yours. Yes.
Put them on mine if you like.
There you go. Thank you.
I'd like to put anything uplifting on mine, videos and anything I can find.
Okay.
So, okay then. So, do you want to take a caller or did you want to give us a message from Yeshua, did you say?
Whatever works for you guys. We can take a couple callers. We can share the message. Whatever works for everybody is fine with me.
Okay. Well, I think we've got someone who's been waiting for about 27 minutes.
Well, let's take them.
Okay. They're from the area code 951. Are you there? Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from California.
What's your name?
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. Well, you're live on air with Sharon. So did you have a question for Sharon or did you want her to just give you what she gets?
Yes. Sharon, I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay. All right. I'll get a couple of cards here. And then something fell on the floor just as you said love life. So let's see. All right. Okay. So it's the nine. It's a nine, which is completion. And so my first, and it's a thought. So it's a mental, in the mental realm. And so my first thought in the mental realm is, I always think that's funny because I find that I use, if I'm in a mental realm, I use thought words. If I'm in the emotional realm, I use feeling words. So thought. So Mike, so what they're saying is there's some past stuff that's really important for you to release and let go, that it's baggage you don't want to bring into the future. Okay. So right away they're telling me that. They're also saying, but worry is unnecessary. So make sure you release this stuff. Get rid of it. You don't need it. There's no point in it. You're ready to move on. And so then when I look at your cards, that say exactly, we start with a nine and we end with a one. So you are really ready to move on. And I think you're really close to creating something you want. So I think there's someone out there and there's someone hanging around you, but let me just look at the rest of the cards and see what's in the middle of the one and the nine. And so that's it. That's exactly. You are so ready to move on. We're going from like the nine onto a celebration. They're saying that the past has ended. You're really ready to move on to a time of celebration and rewards for everything else that you've been putting up with for all this time. So I really feel like your next relationship is going to be that healthy, whole one that you've been working towards. Okay, but there is still something they're saying that you need to release because we're still in the nine, so that still means there's some stuff to complete, but you're really close because I don't feel anything else between the nine. Like I don't see a little bit of seven, so there's not a lot of stuff that needs to go, but just a little bit of stuff that you don't want to carry forward. Definitely, I think there's definitely something coming. In fact, you even got a romance card here, so definitely it's really close. In fact, my forehead's getting really itchy. So trust yourself. So if you meet someone and you think this guy might be it could be it. And it is pretty close to you. And they said, and things will move really quickly. So try to keep balanced. Try not to get overcome with all the emotion, they're saying, when it happens. It could be a lot to deal with. So do keep the balance in it. But be prepared because it's, in fact, you may even have more than one to choose from. But there's definitely, there's definitely one coming. I'm always reluctant with romance readings because I'm afraid that there's going to be nothing coming and I'm going to have to say, well, you're going to have to wait longer. Yours is pretty close, I would say.
Ooh, great. Wow.
Great.
Good.
Yeah, that's exciting. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
It.
Let us know. Keep us up to date because I'm always like to hear back on those ones because, you know, like I said, I'm always reluctant with romance questions, but your reading's all saying go for it. Yeah, that it's coming.
Yeah.
Just make sure you release whatever needs to do it.
And call in again and let us know how you went on, Natasha.
I will. Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Oh, that was a lovely message, Sharon. Thank you for that. Okay, we're going to put Natasha back on hold, and we're going to take a caller who's been waiting for 23 minutes. So it's area code 011-661. Hello.
Hello, Jampi.
Hi, Jampi. How are you?
I'm fine, despite all my bad things and all the trouble as we go about.
You're calling from Brazil?
Yes, I'm calling from São Paulo, Brazil.
São Paulo, Brazil. And it's not that bad a line, really, to say you're calling from so far away. And did you have a question for our Sharon? Or do you want her to just give you what she gets?
I want both. I wanted to know how I get out of this jail that life has set but into, because I have very difficult issues with money because of my past and drug addiction. And now my mind is very clear about what I want for me, but I'm not being able to live the life that I want.
Okay. Jampi, we've got a lot of background noise. Is it coming from your end? Have you got people in the background there chatting?
No, I don't.
Oh, can you hear it? Sounds like a lady in the background there chatting away. Anyway, did you hear the question, Sharon?
I did, and I can hear the voices too, so it's probably just the lines.
Maybe.
All right. Okay, so... your reading mostly is about major arcanas came up in it. So this tells me that what you're going through now, the stuff that you're dealing with, is really part of what you came here to experience. It's really part of your life journey and why you chose to be a human. And so it's time for you to really start living a new life. You are ready. In fact, that's what they said. You are really near a time to start beginning again. And so make some plans. Invoke your guides and angels to help you. And they said, and here's where trust is really going to be huge. You are becoming the magician in your life, and you can manifest what you desire. What you need to do right now is keep your focus on what it is you want and trust that you can manifest that, and to ask your angels for helpful people to help you. They will bring people to you. You are surrounded by support. There are people who signed contracts to you that said, you know, when you get to this point, I'm going to be there to help you. So ask your angels and guides to bring these people to you and trust that they are helping and that they are working. Make sure you've released the past. Do some good releasing works. Ask Archangel Michael to help you cut the cords. And... really focus on you. Don't try too hard to please others so much as focus on what you need to do for you to keep your balance, for you to stay at peace, for you to stay in harmony with your own life and your own path. And you're really ripe. You're really ready. It's a time of healing. There's people around you. They said, don't give up. Don't give up at all. You have support, and there is abundant resources available to you. And they said meditation will help you. Are you meditating?
Yeah, I must confess it's hard for me to meditate because my mind keeps wandering around, and many times I waste too much time with people who do not deserve. I try to help everybody, but now I feel a deep urge to help myself.
Yep, and that's it. It's your time to help yourself. So if you're meditating and your mind starts to wander off, then just remember to just refocus upon your breath. And if you want a little mantra to say, say so hum, like S-O-H-U-M, so hum. And just repeat so hum, until you get back to being into your center again.
Okay.
Oh, that should help, Jampi. And Jampi, is it noisy when you're trying to meditate?
I used to have an office on the back of my house, but my mother gave the wardrobe and said that it was the most silent place in the house, because I live in a very nice house, but it's lots of traffic, and the big issue I'm facing is that I need silence.
Well, if you've ever been to a sound bath and meditated at a sound bath where there are people banging gongs and doing all sorts of other things, you find that you don't have to have absolute silence to meditate. And so put some background music on and start off with quite loudish music until you get used to a bit of noise while you meditate, because you can find that a noise in the background can actually help your meditation. Sound baths, it's really loud. You know, they're playing all these instruments and banging gongs and all sorts. And it yep. just fits in with your meditation. So you need to condition your mind to cope with noise. And don't yeah. look for absolute silence, because you can't always find it in this world anyway.
Yeah, true.
So I hope Sharon's message has helped you. And don't forget, call in again when she's on again and let us know how you went on. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much, Paul. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless
thank
you and
you
happy much. Easter.
It was lovely
bye, Jumpy.
To hear you called you would.
Thanks a lot for your call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. And thank you very much. And do you want to take another caller, Sharon, or do you want
sure.
to have a music break? It's up to you.
Sure, we'll take another caller.
Okay, because we've got area code.
Always good to have the threes.
Yeah. 862 area code. Where are you calling from and what's your name, please?
I'm from New Jersey. My name is Jackie. Hi, Sharon.
Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to see if there's anything that...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I prefer for
just
you to talk. It gives me time to tap into you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if there's anything that my angels want me to know in terms of moving forward with, you know, healing for myself and my family.
Okay. All right, so you're on the right path. The first thing we got was Archangel Raphael coming up, and my heart was opening as we came in. And mm-hmm. so they said right now, you guys are really at a pivotal time of transformation, and this is the perfect opportunity to change your life, to change what's going on around you. And mm-hmm. most of what's happening is going to be coming from you and your insights into life, the universe, and everything, and what's going on. And so they said be really open to opportunities that will help bring about this change. No procrastination. This is the time of movement. This is the time of following your heart. This is the time of asking for things to be shown to you in a new perspective, to maybe reflect a little bit upon the past so you can get some insight on how you can do things differently so that you can go upon this new path of life. They said it's like a new path with trust upon it that was never there before. And so they said build upon that trust because it will help you accomplish the many things you need to. So when you follow your creative passion, trust that it will be so. They also said to ask your angels to help you. You have, you also have helpful people. We always contract with people, and right now this is the perfect time for people to start fulfilling those contracts. So we always have people. We have, like, there are no accidents for anything on the earth. So everybody beats that person that smiles at you across the intersection that just makes you realize it's not such a bad day, who was a contract that they fulfilled of friendship and support. So right now is a really good, people are enacting these new contracts to go with this new energy that we find ourselves in at this time and starting to behave differently in people's lives. And so this is a time for you to start invoking this next stage for yourself. And as well, if there's, you know, if there's been a little bit of heart hurting, like romance, and you've been wanting to know if there's something coming in your life, I would say that you're going to meet someone who is more of a kindred spirit to you. Either that, or if you're in an existing healthy relationship that you want to continue, that it's going to come to a new level, because I'm really feeling that. And they basically said, don't give up on those you love, period, in your life, because everything is coming up to this new level. And it's hearts creating something wonderful together. So really it's about heart healing, love opening, and opportunities. And it's really a good time for you to move forward with trust and to make sure that you keep moving things to break free of the past and know that you're free to move forward with great gusto and great enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm ready to move forward. I've had some traumatic things that occurred in the last couple of years, and yep. I've been working on it, and but it affected my kids, and, you know, looking back at it, I don't know how I didn't see that it would if, wouldn't affect them, but, you know, the people who I love the most actually hurt me the most. So I'm,
of course,
I'm
that's
really
always the way it is.
Yeah. You know,
if you didn't love them, it wouldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you see them moving, like physically moving from where I'm at anytime soon?
I would think that you could. I was going to say there's a lot of water in your picture. So water issues movement, but it's also emotional healing. And
okay.
So I'm going to say that, you know, if you're worried about your kids, they're going to be okay. They're going to get the healing they need because I'm seeing a lot of healing. But I also feel there is an opportunity coming, maybe not right away, but there could be an opportunity of moving, coming your way. But definitely the healing is there for you.
Okay.
And so just take
Thank
a breath
you.
And trust and know that it's going to be okay. And you did all right. And, you know, these are the things when I was talking about contracts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see the person that loves you the most hurts you. When you're on the other side and you say, you know, I'm going to go to Earth and I want someone to really let me down big time. Who's going to do that? And a whole bunch of people said, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. And so one person said, I'll do that for you. I'll stand up. When the time comes, I'm going to hurt you really bad so that you can grow beyond this experience in a dynamic new way. And so really, in truth, that person loves you the most to come here and be that mean to you in this lifetime. And when you get to the other side, you'll hug and you'll love each other and it's all good. And you know, it doesn't have that same hurt anymore. So, you know, it doesn't seem that way when you're going through it. But really, that's the person who truly does love you the most on the other side as well. Because they were willing to be a bad guy in this lifetime. So that's really the bigger picture from spirit of those things for you.
Wow.
So
my
send
parents,
them loads of love. Yeah, send them loads of love and move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm trying
that.
To learn to send them love, you know, especially, but it's like they constantly keep doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just affected us.
As soon as you heal it and complete it, you'll find those rules change. Okay? So those people will either, like, drift off or they will start changing, and they will realize that it's part of their journey to do that. But what's most important is for you just to worry about you guys and focus on that. Do a nice releasing meditation with, like, Archangel Michael cutting the cords. Send me an email, and I'll send you a link to one, okay? So send me an email at Sharon@playingwiththeuniverse.com.
Okay.
And tell me who you are and that you were here, and I will send you a link to a releasing meditation just to help you let go of that and let go of them so you can move on. Because you're totally ready, and it's, you know, happy outcomes are coming. It's time for you to follow your heart and follow your passion, and don't worry about them. It's up to them to do their journey and to do their stuff.
Okay.
But you'll find their roles change, and just love them anyway.
All right,
I do that,
thank
you know,
you.
When my son's annoying me saying things, I just keep repeating the mantra in my head that I love him anyway, regardless of what happens in life. I will always love my son. And so I just send them love no matter what.
Yes. I know my kids were wounded by a lot of things. I think they saw my pain. You know, my spouse saw it, you know, and it came from my family. So, you know, it's a long story. It's an old story, but it's like, you know, the holidays doesn't make it any better.
Nope.
You know,
and but you know what? You guys are together, and you love your kids, and they love you, and your healing will help them heal.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I am trying to get to that place. I know I need to, and I work at it every day. That's why I call into shows, you know, to try to remain optimistic or whatever. But just like when you were talking about these storms that's occurring, I happen to be at that one of my sun sign is one of the signs affected by this grand cross. I've been seeing myself in so many different situations, like the world is spinning out of control. And then sometimes I land on my 2 feet, and other times it's just like I'm swirling around physically with everything that's going on. And if it was up to me, if I could just remove myself from and just watch it, instead of being in the midst of it, because it feels like a hurricane.
Yep. So you can always choose to be that little peaceful center. You might benefit from some shields and filters. Do you use those?
I don't know anything about it, Miss.
Okay, so because it sounds like you're pretty energy sensitive as well to what's going on around you. So what you do is you just put shields of light. So, you know, ask Archangel Michael to put you in a light of protection. Ask Archangel Raphael to put you in a green light of healing. And it doesn't matter if you can see it or not, as long as you ask and just trust that it is so. And you'll probably, you know, ask for a cleansing vortex to come through and clean your auric field around you and to seal you in a bubble of love. And then whatever's going on around you, you'll be less affected by it. And you just become that little peaceful, that peaceful love being inside your bubble. So it doesn't really matter what's going on around you.
And thank you, because I do that. And to be honest with you, it has been working. The problem is my immediate nucleus family does not believe in any of these things. Sometimes I would even play the archive for my husband and the kids to even hear it so they understand this is where we are, this is where I'm at. And they're all, like, looking at me like skeptics. But at the same time, I'm telling them, this is what's been helping me, okay? Just listen and watch, and then notice if it's happening to you. Because my protection from my angels have been so intense that I know that it's like it has spread it out. It's spread out to everybody that's around me.
It does,
really has.
You are right.
It has.
But listen,
I've seen it. I've seen it to the
and
point where I had to stop and say, wow, if only they could
but
believe.
But you can't, you can't force it on them. They have to come to you when you're when they're ready. And so what happens is my son thinks I'm a lunatic, and he's grown up with me his whole life doing this thing. And he's about to turn 28 years old, and we still had this conversation this weekend that his mom's a lunatic and that I'm a little bit crazy. But yet he's lived with me his whole life, and he has these abilities too, but he thinks this is still out there. And so until he's ready, there's nothing I can do about it. So what you have to do is wait for them to come to you and not force it upon them. All of a sudden they'll go like, Mom, whatever you're doing, I love what you're doing. I love what you're becoming. You're so at peace no matter what's going on in the world. What's doing this for you? And that's when you say, this is what I'm doing. And then it's up to them to take the path. Okay?
Okay.
So it's
okay,
sort of like we can't force
let
them upon
hear it
upon
what I know is applicable for them to hear. I'm going to let them hear it because I don't want them to go on the outside and listen to other voices that's contrary to what is sustaining us.
But it still doesn't matter. They still have to find that path themselves no matter what. We cannot, absolutely cannot create anyone else's reality, only our own. And so our best, but, you know, the hundredth monkey syndrome, the best way we can change the world is by changing ourselves, because when you change, you affect those around you. They automatically either become really uncomfortable being around you and want to move out of the house, or they naturally start to shift and change. And when they see it as a positive change in you, that's when they start asking. That's when they become more interested. And that's when they're ripe for their awakening. And so just being you helps them change. But yeah, just keep being you, though. But you can't help. You can't make them change.
Even at work, I know that sometimes I could just walk in a room and I see people get so uncomfortable, and I don't say anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I see
it. Happen.
And when it's happening, I say to myself, wait a minute. I was just trying to help this situation. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. Why is there a problem?
Yes, because they're not ready to shift, and they're uncomfortable because they, you know, it goes, sometimes it goes against everything that they've been taught and by people that they love and respect. And so it's a big, huge thing. So you have to wait for them to be ready to come to you and just smile and keep being your beacon of love.
Mm-hmm. That's their journey.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Yeah, that's their journey that they're on.
That's
we're all
the
work
in light work. That's
the
work in light work.
I work in a public job and in a very dark situation, and I'm always trying to help people around me because that's my job. But I also see that even some of the people that you're trying to help, they're the very same people who will turn around and destroy you. And it always takes me for a loop that the ones who you really, you kind of embrace and you want to show them love. You know, I'm talking about people who are, their families are going through many changes. They need help in school, or they need emotional support, or they need guidance, things that I wish someone would have given to me when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
And they resist it.
When they're ready, they'll come to you.
They're resistant.
But when they're ready, they will come to you.
Okay. Or other people would try to, oh, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. Here it is. It's right there. How do you tell people not to get help from somebody who's willing to help them or show them love?
Yeah, well, you know, that's their journey.
They're on their part of the path.
Just keep being the light. And, you know, the lighthouses are put in the places that are the most dangerous and can be the most darkest. So
I know. Because every day I'm surrounded by that when I leave my home. And even sometimes if it come in my house because it attaches itself to my children or they do something they're not supposed to do or they're with the wrong crowd or whatever, I'm constantly trying to remain on alert and on my job and praying for them. I'm constantly trying to cover them because that's my role now.
Yeah, well, your role is also to take care of you, so make sure you do that first. That's when you're best used to the universe.
Okay.
So I hope that helps, Jackie, and thank you so much for your call.
Please keep me on the line because I'm moving around the house. I have to respond to my friends in chat. I love you guys. I really, really,
okay.
really do.
Oh,
thank you
so much. But we'll just put
you on mute,
but we won't hang
up
on
thank
you. Thank you so much. Okay, lovely lady there, Jackie. And how are you holding up? Do you want to go get a drink or something, Sharon?
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, would you like me to play any music or would you like to just have a quick sip and carry on?
Do we have lots of people on hold? Or
we do, yeah, we do have somebody waiting 23 minutes and somebody waiting 22. And so it's up to you if you want to take the next one.
As you were talking, I muted you and I took some water, so we're good.
Oh, okay then. So we have area code 301 online. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling
from
Texas.
Oh, Jennifer from Texas. You're online with Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And what is your
Welcome
name?
Welcome to the show.
Sorry, what's your name? Shirley?
Shirley. Okay, so Shirley and Sharon. Okay.
Oh, no, it's Jeannie and Sharon.
Oh, sorry? Jeannie. Okay.
Yes.
Jeannie and Sharon.
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
Jan, I am. Jan <Jennifer. laughs> I didn't know you were talking about me. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
My name is Jennifer. I was curious. Do you do past life reading? Do you do past life reading?
Sometimes not on the show. Sometimes it takes a little while to tap into people's past lives, but you never know. I'm always open to everything.
No,
whenever I say
that,
something comes whapping in. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, yeah, that's no worries. That's not really the main reason I called. I know it seems cliche, but I am an interesting specimen. I'm really concerned about my love life, relocation, career. Those three things are very major right now, and I really need some guidance with that.
So really what's going on in general in your life, because you're ready to start into something totally new, and you want to get on with the show, really, right?
It's not that simple.
Okay, so as I was saying that to you, a card fell out landed right on my knee, right up, so I could actually read it as I'm sitting here. I don't even have to move. It's quite hilarious. Like someone actually set it there right on my knee for me to look at. And it says, you know exactly what to do.
No!
That it's time for you to focus upon your career rather than relationships. Okay.
The career part? No, I don't know what to do with that.
Well, they said you do. You know exactly what to do, and it's time for you to focus upon your career. Okay, so there are opportunities, and there are lots of change coming your way. And do I think, let me see, they said that it's also a really good time for you to go upon a more spiritual path for yourself. I don't know if you have been embarking on honing your own talents. Skills, have you been
doing
that?
Okay, now I know what they're talking about when they said you know exactly what to do. Now I know what they're talking about. Are we talking about the angels here?
Well, sure. It's a spiritual quest. If that's your avenue of study or your avenue of
no.
Trust,
I mean, who's they? Is are we talking about the angels? Are they sending the messages right now?
Oh yeah, sure. The angels and guides. Yes. The other realms are talking to me. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I say they, it's them. The other realms are saying that. So this would be yours as well. Anybody, you know, when I start the show, what I do is I anybody who comes in for, what do you call these things? A reading. I start learning, I start losing my ability to communicate in my left brain. Your higher self also communicates with me as well. So your entourage of beings are part of the experience. We're all woven together into a group. And so they said that they said you're really ready for new beginnings. That in fact it's going to happen really quickly.
Beginnings.
If you've been worried that things have been too slow, it's going to happen. It's going to start moving. And so they said this is a total change in direction, and it is a direction that brings you more happiness and more satisfaction and also uses your talents and skills more wisely, okay, which is always good. You have lots of life experience upon which to draw from, and that's going to become more prevalent in whatever it is that you're choosing from. They said sometimes the problem is overanalyzing things too much, so putting too much mental energy, and maybe you just need to trust yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I
keep
do.
Your focus
I do
positive. And even though they said to focus upon the career is really important, they also said that there is a rich and rewarding family life as well. So your personal life, whatever it is, however it looks, is going to be fulfilling for you. I don't feel like there's I don't feel like there's a soulmate sitting right there waiting for you right tomorrow. But I see you surrounded by lots of happiness, love, and support upon whatever it is you do, you're doing next in your life. But you're ripe and you're ready, and the opportunities are there. The wheel's there, so that means the opportunities are available to you.
So is there relocation in my...
It doesn't say anything in particular, but they're showing me a staircase, so that shows me there's possibility for movement.
Upwards and onwards.
and that's it, exactly. A staircase is upwards, and you're at the bottom of it going up. And there's better things. Oh, and there could even be a man waiting at the top of the staircase. I was going to say, but, I saw a man there. So there could be something there. But, you know, it's at the
there
top.
There is something there. That's what has me a nervous wreck. My life is going full circle right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I already know that there's somebody waiting for me at the end of that road of the arrow that I'm looking at right now, of where I probably should be going to. And that has me so nervous.
Well, don't be, because he looks good. It's misty, so he's not tomorrow. So you got time for this. So, but don't worry about it. If you're doing the stuff you need to do, he's going to be a good guy waiting up there for you. You're projecting the right stuff. The cards moving up to it look good and look healthy to me. So trust in it. Trust that it's part of your heart healing and it's part of your growth and it's part of your quest. And he's also part of this spiritual quest as well. So
stop it. You're giving me goosebumps.
There you go.
If you only knew what you're talking about, you'd probably drop all your cards right now.
Yeah, but I'm used to that. I've been doing this a long time.
Oh, my gosh. You don't understand. Me and this person, we've known each other since we were like 15 when we met. It was best friends for life, and we have a strong, I mean strong spiritual connection.
There you
very
go.
Strong one.
So, yeah,
and
don't be nervous. Be excited.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. It's crazy that not even like, okay, this is about to get juicy. I'm actually married right now, and not even that broke that bond. And right now, with my life is being just shifted. I have been on the wrong path for a long time, a very long time. And
no, you've always been on the right path. It's just you didn't understand why you were there, but you're always on the right path.
Yeah, that's true too. But there's definitely things that I've been running away from, and I don't think that it's being allowed anymore in my life. I need to face them.
Well,
I need to face them. And
the past is the karmic stuff, that once you move forward, the next stuff is the good stuff. So this is the karmic stuff you came here to finish off so you can move on to the other stuff. And so it's just the karma you agreed to play out.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm really,
yeah, so
like, I
just enjoy the journey. And that's what it's all about, enjoying the journey.
Yep.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm so torn because I have several options. I can either stay where I am right now, or I can go to where my family is, which is very comforting, or I can go take the leap and go to where he is and just roll with it. So that's the part where I'm torn, is the deciding, you know, what is my next move? Where do I go? That's one of the biggest things that I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. You know?
Yeah, and well, just trust yourself. You know what to do. And it's all perfect, so don't worry anyway. Like I said, you're always on the right path. Always. And so just trust in that. And enjoy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, any other messages coming through for me?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So you can always call back another time and let us know how you went on, Jennifer.
Of course. I will, yeah. I'm definitely, because Sharon, like, I'm telling you, you really hit the nail on the head. You really did.
Thank you.
All the callers listening, she is on point. Trust me.
Well,
yeah, well, thank you so much, ladies. You know, thank you very much for this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your call, and the best of luck. Okay,
Thanks. Then,
we're going to put you on mute, Jennifer, and thank you very much for calling in. And are you okay to take another caller? Because time is drifting by so quickly, and flying by, in fact. And so we're going to take someone who's been waiting 32 minutes from area code 651. Where are you calling from, and what's your name, please?
Hi, it's Leslie.
Hi,
from
Leslie.
Minnesota.
From Minnesota. Okay, well, you're live with Sharon. And did you have a question for Sharon, or do you want to just give you what comes out?
You know what? Let's just do what comes out.
All right.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay. Wow. Interesting readings. It's always, and you know, I have a friend who does some readings too, and she says it's always interesting when you do them on the radios how there's a common thread you see in the people you do readings for. So, like, all the people in the room have a common thread. And so there is a message within everyone's message for you, whether you're listening in the archives or whatever. When you listen to readings, there's always a little there's always something for you in it, even if it's not your reading, because there's no accident why you're here. Anyway, so the common thread I'm seeing is a lot of major arcanas in people's readings, which to me tells me that they're ready to go on to. Major arcanas are usually about life lessons, life experience, the stuff you came here to do. The other stuff's just the fluff that helps us get those things done. And so when I see that in people's reading, it usually means that they're ripe for being in their contracts. And yours is all about movement and love and trusting in yourself and being patient, because things are happening and things are moving. And they said, really, right now, it's about following your heart and doing what you love. That this is a time for great personal growth for you, be it your career, be it spiritual growth, be it your artistic talents, be it following your heart, like a hobby that you love, whatever it is, this is a really good time for you to get moving, get working, and doing what you want. And that you have support, like, are you artistic? Is it something artistic that I'm seeing? Like, it's like
I channel, when I channel energy, I put it on, I stamp it on paper. They're called energetic imprints.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are they circular in some way?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing something in a circular fashion. Like, I was going to say, like, almost like a pottery wheel, like spinning of circles and something like that, artistic. And so they said, so they're giving me, like, a group of three. So I don't know if there's, like, two women to support you, or there's three women or three people. But it's like a collective. And they said you have supportive people that are there to help you get the stuff that you want done. And so trust in yourself. Make some bold and ambitious choices and go forward. You're doing a wonderful job. You're doing what you need to be doing. And that this is a huge, like a positive new heart, emotional experience. You should be having more fulfilling relationships, like more insight, more trusting yourself, and that you're really ripe and ready and go forward.
Great. Thank you.
There you go. And if there's something else you've been wanting to do, if there's a course or something you've been wanting to take, go for it, because even if you don't think you have the resources, ask people if they'll let you go for free or something. There's a way you can do it. If there's something you want to do, there's a way you can do it that will help you with your business aspect of what you want to do. So if there's something that you've been wanting to take, go for it. Figure out a way. There's a way. No matter what, there's a way to make it happen for you.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. That was lovely. Lovely message there. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, well, we've got one more caller online at the moment, and we've got about 20 minutes left.
Sure.
So we'll take this caller, and then we can always watch the video. Okay, then. All right, then. So unless anybody else calls in, we've got area code 215. You're live on air with Sharon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie. That's two Jackies today. Okay, have you got a question for Sharon?
I just want to see what comes up for me.
Okay.
All right, my nose got itchy right away, so I hope you're not dating anyone new.
Where does your nose itch, Sharon?
Oh, if your nose is itchy, that means you're supposed to kiss a fool.
Oh.
It could be that I'm just having an itchy nose, but just in case, I thought I'd throw that in.
Mine's itchy now.
Yeah. Oh, dear. All right. Of course, there's always that one card that fell on the floor. All right. Let's see. What do we have here for you? We have lots of higher, I haven't seen lots of lower numbers coming up in the readings, which shows me that people are ripe and ready to move on, although you have no major arcanas in your reading. So that can lend for two things. It can mean that you're doing exactly what you need to do and you don't have a lot of karmic stuff to deal with in this lifetime, or certainly not right now. And really, they said, it's all about the magic and trusting and learning to work with the energy around you. They said, you're doing a really good job and you are like really ready to move on to your next project, your next goals, your next plan. And so stay determined that it is time to move forward. If there's something holding you back, if there's a current challenge right now, they said just have some patience with those around you while it all unfolds. Withdraw as much as you can from the drama of others and know that this is definitely going to be resolved, that there's definitely an ending that's really close to happening so that you're free to move on to something totally new, something more in keeping with what you want. And they said, trust yourself. Trust the feelings of your, mix the heart and the mind. Trust them both. Don't just follow your heart. Trust the logic, the balance, keep grounded. But you're also really ready to follow spirit and ready to move on to something more. They said, you do good work. I'm getting a lot of this lifetime very much for you is about mastery. So when I feel that, that means that it's really important for you to sometimes mastery. People are really good at a lot of things. So you have a lot of tools in your tool belt. And so they said, really, it's about you just being the best you can be at the things you want to do, but you're really ready to move on to something new in your life, the next stage, the next step. And it's a more spiritual step, but you're also able to create in the physical realm, which is really good. Sometimes when it's all spiritual like this, it's more about creating stuff on the other realms. But they said, no, you have the ability to bring that spiritualness down into this realm and create it and manifest for yourself. And so again, for you, if there's a course or something you've been wanting to take, trust that there's scholarships or something available to help you with that, either that or some kind of promotion coming your way, but there's something available to you that will help you with the training of what, of the mastery of what you want to do. But you're ready too. You're ready for, you've been doing the work, and there's like all this forward movement, and everything's moving forward, so that's good. So you're ready. Be prepared.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, you know, I am actually in school right now for a master's program for clinical mental health counseling.
Perfect.
And I'm 53 years old, so I'm not like 20 or anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like I wanted to do this for a long time, and I was discouraged.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
Nope, don't be. This is all about the mastery of what you came here in this lifetime to do. And it's not filled with a lot of karma, so it's all about your choices and stuff you want to do, so go for it. And you're on the right path. Take great pride in the work that you do, they said.
Oh, brilliant. That's lovely, Jackie.
They said take great pride in the work that you do. You're doing a good job.
Oh, awesome. Great. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank
you
for calling in.
Thank you so much for your call, Jackie.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can always call in again and let us know how you went on. And we do have a question from someone in the chat room. Erin would like to know whatever message there is for her at this time, because she doesn't have access to a form right now.
Okay.
So can you do the question in the chat room? That's brilliant. Thank you, Sharon. So this is especially for Erin and anyone else who can take anything of the message.
Okay. Whoops, whoops. All right.
Are they all flying out of the pack again?
One of them fell on the floor, and oh, there it is, way across the room. There always seems to be the one. I like the one that landed nicely on my knee. That was easier to get it. This one is behind the desk. There we go.
They're making you work tonight.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. What do we have here? We have all about just believing in yourself and trusting yourself. This signifies the end of a situation and the beginning of new things. They said maybe the challenge right now is just in keeping things in balance and perspective for you right now. But again, you've been doing the journey. You've been doing the work that you need to be doing. And so there is some exciting new opportunities and some new challenges coming your way that are more in keeping with what you want to do. In fact, I'm even feeling like there might be some kind of job offer or like contract offer or some kind of financial opportunity that will bring you money that you might have to sign a contract for, some kind of commitment. That's what that symbolizes. So it doesn't necessarily have to be on paper, but it's a commitment and it's a work commitment. And so just make sure that you communicate clearly what's important to you and that they understand where you're coming from. Also, we seem to be getting lots of romance in the cards. And so there's a potential for perhaps being a little bit swept off your feet, if not by romance, by some kind of work passion for you. But it certainly is an all-consuming energy. And go for it. It's it might not last forever, but it might be fun for the now. They said try to just enjoy the moment of it and not overanalyze things and just enjoy it. There actually feels like there's two romance cards here. But they also said it's about your own spiritual quest as well, and that this is probably more of a spiritual nature, so it's more in keeping with you and what you are anyway. But you're ripe and ready for something new. Hang on. Keep balance. It's coming. Yay.
Oh, there you go, Erin. That's lovely.
Yeah, lots of romance in the air. Must be the spring. Spring is in the air. The birds are singing.
And she's saying that's great, amazing. So we must have hit the nail on the head again, Sharon.
Good.
But I've also had a question from Soul Connections, who's in the chat room, and they're asking if you can see any future children for them and how many and what sex.
Oh. That one's a little tough doing on the air.
I know, I bet.
Because, of course, we all have children. Like, we can have children contracts, so there can be kids around you. Mm-hmm. I came in with 3 baby contracts, but I only had 1 child because, of course, we talked earlier, there's always free will. So even when, you know, when there's the other, the potential contracts, we don't always carry them out right away. In this lifetime, in fact, I think my first granddaughter would have been my daughter. So the child will come into the family line eventually at some point, should it have been my family line that they wanted to be born into. So it's sometimes hard to tell with those things. I was wrong once on a sex because, of course, they also have free will and can change their minds at the last minute. My parents didn't even have a girl's name for me because they were so sure I was going to be a boy, and I really think I was up until the last minute, and then I came out a girl. Anyway, so those kind of things are a little bit tough, and I was wrong once on a sex, I have to say, with a pregnant woman, but only once in my life, which is pretty good. Anyway, so I do feel that you have the potential to have children, and I'm not sure when I said I had 3 baby contracts, I'm not sure there's definitely 2 there. Okay, so there's 2 babies that are coming in. I sort of see a 3rd one, but it's sort of farther away, so I'm not even sure that there might not even be a stepchild or something like that, or a foster child or something somewhere down the line. Or this could be a grandchild you end up raising someday or something like that. But I do see that you have the potential to have children. Let's see what the cards say, if there's anything coming in soon for you. All right. So they said this. First thing I got was the Fool. Take the leap of faith and trust. All right. So that's, and it's also the symbol of the start of a new journey. So if there's someone new in your life, I would say to go for it and to trust in it. And that's what they're saying, that this is an exciting new time for you. And follow your heart. Listen to your heart and trust your heart. You know what to do. And it is safe for you to trust. They keep telling me that. So if there's something that has potential for you, you are right in it. And they said just stay determined and move forward and keep focused, that it has possibilities to create in your life. And the most important thing for you to do is to follow your creative passions. So that's what they have for you.
Oh, so that's for soul connection. So I hope that helped.
Yes.
And maybe they might type in and say, how they feel about that message.
Yeah.
But it sounded really good from here, Sharon. You're doing absolutely fantastic. And we just have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
But I think, shall we take a little music break? We do have another person waiting online.
Sure.
Do you want to take those?
Whatever works for you.
It doesn't matter to me. It's up to you, Sharon.
I'm happy either way.
We'll just take one quick caller then, and then we'll stay out at the end because we don't have much time anyway. So thank you so much for being our very special guest
and a
fabulous show as always. And next week we've got our lovely crystal lady, Ashley Levy. But right now we're going to bring online Revive. Are you there? Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You too?
Yeah, what's your first name?
It's Zoe from Manchester.
Zoe. Oh, hi, Zoe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just about staying awake here with my pyjamas on.
I know, it's late here, isn't it?
It's
early in America, but it's nearly 11:30 in the evening here.
It's
so great.
A lovely way to extend the Easter break, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, did you have a question for our Sharon? She's a brilliant reader.
Nothing specific, but there's a lot of change that needs to go on at the moment for me because I'm a bit bored and feeling a little bit hemmed in and held back. So it's just to see what the angels have got to say about when I get my release date and I'm able to move forward.
All right. Well, they said that you're really ripe and you're really ready to go.
Yeah.
So that was funny when you said that because that was the message I get. She's ready to move on.
Yeah.
All right. And so that's what they said. They said, this is all about spiritual stuff and you creating and you moving on. And they said, there's some opportunities coming your way. Trust your inspirations because you have the chance to do something amazing with your life. And this is the opportunity to improve your plan. So listen to your intuition. You are getting accurate guidance. The only thing that might be holding you back is maybe the fear that you're not strong enough. And they said you definitely are. You got a strength card behind that, strong enough. So they're saying you are strong. You have the confidence. You have the grace. You have the kindness. You have the heart. You have what you need. You've built a good base. And so they said, you know, maybe you need to take a little time to pause and reflect and see that you do have. You've done a really good job of creating the foundation that you need to create for yourself, and that this is really the time for you to take action and dare to be different and follow your passion and take a chance and follow the cause and instinctively trust yourself and make bold and ambitious choices and know that there is great progress possible and that you have important relationships with people who share your vision and you are supported and you're not alone. And you have guides and angels and the magic of use the energy of the moon. My crown is just tingling. You're connected. if you don't know it, if you don't know that's awakening in you, your pineal gland's definitely awakening. Mine's just throbbing right now. Mm-hmm. Either that or that's your next stage. Start awakening that in you. You're really ready for something more. Trust yourself. You have what you need. You have the talents. You have the skills. You have the resources. You have the chance to do something amazing.
So you've been on the gold ring, haven't you, Zoe, for quite a while?
I have, yeah. I'm a bit of a lurker, but I've been around for a few years.
Yeah, so you should be already sort of well awakened by now.
Yep, it's time to move beyond the lurking.
Yes.
It's time to jump in, both feet first.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Lovely to hear your voice, Zoe.
And you too.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
okay,
take care.
Then. Oh, thank you, lovely lady there, Zoe. And as I said, she's been on the Gold Ring for quite a long time. So that's the Gold Ring Wiki Foundry for anybody who's wondering what the Gold Ring is all about. You can get on there and see Rise of Five's videos. Absolutely brilliant guy who started the website about 8 years ago, something like that. And he's responsible for the Gold Ring Healing Fountain and, you know, everything that I'm up to at the moment. So thank you once more for your valuable time, Sharon, because you put loads of energy and effort into everything that you do. So thank you so much for that and the wonderful readings.
There is a couple questions about the third eye in the chat room that I thought I'd quickly address. And yes, it can affect your eyesight. It should be only temporary. If you do, if you're not sure what's going on with your eyesight, always go see a doctor because they can rule out anything weird, like, you know, detached retinas. Because you can actually, through all this, start to have like blobs of color and light and weird things floating in your vision. Through it, but you also can have those weird things with actual physical things like detached retinas and stuff like that. So it's always good to check it out if you're unsure of what's going on, but it also is part normal. Itching, throbbing, tingling, almost feels like you have like head lice, but it's only in one little small center of your head. That's all crown chakra, pineal gland awakening. So, and that's all part of us connecting to stuff that's available for everyone, and you should be working on doing it. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here again. And we're going to have to say goodbye, God bless. Don't forget next week, Ashley Levy, and she does the crystal healing as well. Okay, then. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with Bill Withers. Lovely day. Bye, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Gary, wherever you are.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Sharon?
I am, but I was muted.
Oh, sorry.
Talking away.
I didn't know if you'd gone. I was just asking you on the chat page where we were speaking before. Oh, yes, yes. You can come back in August and you've put sure. So shall I just get your date for August?
Sure.
Okay, not too soon. No, it's not. In fact, you can come back before then if you want. I just thought, you know, it's up to you.
Doesn't matter.
I'll just launch my calendar. It's bouncing up and down here. It won't be a minute. It takes its time. Okay, where are we now? Right, we're in April. Good heavens, don't it fly around? Yeah, I've got not one thing until... I've got July 21st.
That works.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll put you down
July 23rd's a Wednesday.
No, oh, is it? No, it can't be. It's a Monday.
It's a Wednesday.
Only Mondays are lined up underneath each other here. 7th, 14th, 21st.
21st, yeah. I said the 23rd.
Oh, sorry. No, I think I said 21st.
Okay.
I thought I did.
Yeah, no, Monday's the 21st on my calendar.
Okay. Thank heaven for that.
Are we in alternate realities now?
Yeah, I thought I was in the wrong year there.
There you go. 21st it is.
I'm sorry you had to work really hard today, didn't you?
No,
it was just non-stop callers straight in.
Good.
And it's awful when they've been waiting for like 20 minutes or half an hour and they haven't got their message, you know. Because
yes,
some of them are pretty desperate to get a message, aren't they? And that's why they're calling.
That's it, exactly. And that's
yeah.
why we do it, right?
That's
they
right.
were there.
Right. Okay. So
okay.
I've got you down for the 21st of July. Okay. I've got you penciled in there.
All right.
So did you want to send me a new bio or did you want me to play
We'll see.
Okay. And if you want any different music. If you want any different music playing, just let me know if you've got any preference for any particular music.
Okay.
Okay then.
All right.
Right, thanks for a lovely show. It's brilliant.
You have a great sleep.
Thanks, I'm shattered.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much then. See you soon.
Right.
Okay,
bye.
I'll see you around and about on the websites anyway.
That's it. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.